Upwards of 200 people stood in Julington Baptist Church passing tissues down the pews Thursday night. Jimmy Alexander says he drove for 3.5 hours from Fitzgerald, Georgia, to pay his respects to the child he never met. He's holding a single rose.
I saw his face in the paper, and I knew. I asked God months ago, what can I do? I can't do much, but I can come here. I can show my support. We can't have this happen again.
Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Chief Tom Hackney, who led the investigation, takes to the pulpit and says during the search, he would go home and wake up his kids just to hug them. Outside, people are gathered around a makeshift memorial for Lonzie. The ground is covered in stuffed animals and poster board signs. One reads, "No more pain caused by heartlessness." Colleen Carroll is holding a little girl.
I am a mom of a 2-year-old. And I couldn't imagine losing her ever. I'm just really upset that Lonzie's not going to be able to ever live his life to the fullest.
Investigators are still working to piece together what happened the night Lonzie was reported missing. His mother's boyfriend continues to sit in jail after leading police to the remains on Monday. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.